基督是一样延续雅各书这个主题。
Now James is a very practical book.
雅各书是一本非常实际的书。
And it's the general style is different from Paul, you know.
他整个的风格跟保罗写书信的风格很不一样。
Paul usually start from the doctrine and then move on to the daily application.
保罗他写书信的风格呢，一般都是从教义先开始，然后衍生到每日的实际应用当中。
But James is maybe a very simple man. He might be a fisherman, so he just kind of delves into the application directly.
但是雅各他是一个非常单纯的人，可能因为他也是以前是打鱼的关系，他是直接跳入到每日的应用当中。
So the book is, as a matter of fact, very simple to read, very direct.
整一本书是非常单刀直入，很容易读的。
And also, this book has a very distinct feature.
而且雅各书它有非常特别的一个特点。
And it has a very clear what they call paragraph indicators.
你可以看到段与段落之间有很多暗示语。
Every time you say, for example, it talk about my beloved brethren.
每一次你看到它的章节里面说到我的弟兄们的时候。
And it's like chapter 1 verse 19.
比如说第一章的第十九节。
Or when talk about my brethren.
每次用到复数的我的弟兄们。
Or brethren.
或者英文又另外一个表达方法。
Every time you saw this word brethren should come up, you know that.Afterwards, it has a change of direction. A change
每次你看到这几个字说我的弟兄们的时候，你就会看到整一个信息会有个转折。
So let's this is just a brief introduction. Let's look at the book of James.
让我们先去看一看雅各书的简介。
Okay, let's all stand to read the word of God.
哦，今天的经文是四章十三
节。Wow, it's just so small.
十三节到五章六节。
It's a bigger font, you know.Can you guys see?
大家能看见吗？
Okay. Sorry about that. I thought it's a bigger phone.
我以为是比我想象中要大，但其实挺小的。
And there's another screen back there, you know, so if you don't see.
如果前面看不见，可以看后面。
Okay, let's all stand and read the word of God, okay?
Hi, 你们有话说，今天、明天我们要往某城里去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。其实明天如何，你们还不知道。你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现小时就不见了。你们只当说，主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事或那事。现今你们竟以张狂夸口，凡这样夸口都是恶的。人若知道行善却不去行，这就是他的罪了。你们这些富足人呐、啊，应当哭泣嚎啕，因为将有苦难临到你们身上。你们的财物坏了，衣服也被虫子咬了，你们的金银都长了锈。那锈要证明你们的不是，又要吃你们的肉，如同火烧。你们在这末世只知积攒钱财，工人给你们收割庄稼，你们亏欠他们的工钱。这工钱有声音呼叫，你们。冤声已经入了万军之主的耳了。你们在世上享美福，好宴乐，当宰杀的日子竟骄扬你们的心。你们定了一人的罪，把他杀害，他也不抵挡你们。
Okay, please be seated.
大家请坐。
Today is from James chapter 4 verse 13 to chapter 5 verse 6.
我们今天看的是四章的十三节到五章的刚刚我们读到的那几节。
The two passages seem to have talked about totally different things.
如果我们单单去看两方刚刚读的那些的主要主题的时候，你会看到好像前面跟后面讲的东西是不一样的。
The first one is about planning.
我们刚开始读的前半部分讲的是人的计划。
The other one is the exploitation of the poor by the rich.
后面读的那后半部分主要讲的是富足的人怎么样去剥夺其他人。
So we try to see whether we can put the two together, okay?
等下我们会看看到底这两个不同的主题是怎么连在一起的。
Then James 4:13 talk about some guy or someone plans to go to a certain place and make a lot of money.
然后在我们刚刚读的四章十三节里面呢，他其实举了一个例子，说是某个人去到某个地方赚了很多的钱。
计划
要去某个地方做生意。
Now there's nothing wrong with that, no? With what he's doing, what he's planning to do.
那其实对于这样一个例子，这个人却要做计划去这个地方做什么事情，这其实是没有错的。
But James pointed out that the issue is not the planning, but the attitude.
但是雅各这里说了，问题不是出在计划这一部分上面，而是在计划后面这个人的态度上面。
In verse 16, talk about, in chapter 4, verse 16, talk about the problem is, or his or their arrogance.
第十六节你会看到，其中这个态度的问题就体现在这个人的傲慢。
They rely on their own ability, but they don't rely on to accomplish the plan.
他们依靠的是靠自己的能力去完成整一个计划。
And they put the law aside, forget about the law totally.
在整个计划当中，神是摆在了旁边，根本不在计划当中的。
So James tried to correct their attitude.
所以在这里，雅各想要去纠正的是这样一个态度。
Yeah, in verse 15, talk about that.If the law wills, or and if we are still alive,
在十五节你会看到这里说的是主若愿意，我们就可以活着。
And then we can do this, then we can do that.
也可以做这事或做那事。
They have to acknowledge that God has the final authority over the plan.
人是应当在每一个计划当中，应该要有一个意思，就是神才是整个计划的主权。
And James tried to explain to me in verse 14. He said.
他在十四节，雅各也其实是这么解释的。
You don't even know whether you are alive tomorrow.
你都不知道明天你是不是还活着。
Alive is in the hand of God, so don't boast.
所以不要夸口，因为是否活着，这个也是神的主权。
And I have some very close to death experience three times.
我曾经有过三次濒临死亡的经历。
And when I was a kid, very small kid, I was squatting at a back alley with another friend, you know, just kind of playing with kids.
我当时小很小的时候，我还是小孩的时候，我跟另外一个朋友在一个小巷子里面玩。
Suddenly, a stick fell and hit his head.
What?
A stick from above, I don't know where it's from, just hit his head.
然后在就从楼上掉了一个牌匾下来，砸到了我那个朋友的头。
And he just lift up his head at that moment, so that the stick just hit the side, you know, and then a patch of blood, and he passed out.
在那个牌匾掉下来的时候，他刚好抬头，所以他也没有完全砸到他很重，就砸到了边，擦到了一下，然后他就晕过去了。
And if he did not lift up his head, the stick go right in here, you know.
然后如果他没有当时抬头的话，上面掉下那个牌匾很尖的那部分就会穿透他。
So I was sitting right by, so the stick hit him and then hit me.
我刚好就在我朋友的旁边，所以那根东西掉下来的时候，除了撞到了我朋友之外，还撞到了我。
And the Chinese say, "Well, I was just one step away, you know, basically, you know, because I was squatting there, you know, playing."
当时我们都是蹲着在玩嘛，所以大人们都说，就是我当时就是离死亡一步之遥。
And the second one is I was stupid enough, and I tried to paint the wall, you know.
我第二个死亡的
in the States.
我第二次濒临死亡的经历就是有一次我当时我在美国，我想要给家里的墙涂颜料。
And then I tried to unscrew the connection of the stove.
我当时涂墙的时候，我想要把我的烤箱不跟插座电线部分要把它抽出来。
And I didn't shut off that main control. Okay, I just directly go there and touch the screw. You know, try to unscrew it.
但是你知道，一般你要去把烤箱不要跟电插座连接的时候，你要把总开关要关起来嘛。然后他就没有把它关起来，他就直接拿一个。螺丝袍子就直接去拆它。
And there's a sudden big spark, you know, Donald knows that. The 220 volts, you know, power.
但是你也
知道，big spark.
我们都知道电压是220伏嘛，所以当它的螺丝批一下去的时候，马上就个电光就闪出来。
And then look at it's a big screwdriver, you know, look at the tip of it, and half of it is melt, you know.
我当时用的是一个很大的螺丝批哦，就这么一下子电光之后，我发现我的螺丝批前面那个头已经没了一半。
If my finger happened to touch that metal part, you know, I'll be electrocuted.
如果当时不是因为我的手抓住的是塑料的部分，如果我的手指碰到了金属的部分的话，我已经被电死了。
And the third time is my first year in graduate school, you know, that's my car first car accident.
我第三次濒临死亡的经历是在读研究生的时候，我当时经历我人生中第一次车祸。
And you know what I hit?
你知道我撞到了什么吗？
I hit an engine head, a train engine head.
我当时撞到是的是一个火车头。
And I did not see the train coming, so I just get on there, you know, and the train just knocked me off the track.
我当时要过铁轨，我不知道有一个火车朝我这个方向来，所以在我上铁轨的时候，火车刚好把我撞出了铁轨。
It was so dark, I tried to look at the engine head, the headlight, you know, and the engine light was right above me, so I looked left, I looked right, but I didn't see it because it was right above me.
因为当时是晚上，天很黑，然后火车头一般都是比较高的嘛，它的车灯在我车的上面，我左右看，我并没有看到火车。 因为他的灯已经在我上面，我看不见。
So I get on the track and then knocked out by the train.
所以我就很自然而然的就上了铁轨，以为附近没有火车，他就把我撞开了。
All I get is just a scratch on my finger, okay?
我当时受的伤仅仅是在手臂上面有擦伤而已。
The Lord has kept me for a purpose, okay?
我想神保我到今天一定是有他的原因的。
So you don't even know when you're going to die.
所以我们真的不可以夸口说我们明天会不会还活着。
But this is our human nature. We like to boast.
但这也是我们人的本性，我们喜欢夸口。
And that's what Jeremiah tells us, okay?
这就像耶利米书里面说的。
The Lord wants people. Let's read together.
我们一起来读23节和24节。耶和华如此说：智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因他的勇力夸口，财主不要因他的财物夸口。夸口的却因他有聪明，认识我是耶和华，又知道我喜悦在世上施行慈爱、公平和公义，以此夸口。这是耶和华说的。
But we like to boast.
但是我们很喜欢夸口。
What do we boast about?
我们平时夸口的是什么呢
？Our wealth, right? How rich I am.
我们的财富。
Our intelligence.
我们的智慧，我们多聪明。
And our ability.How I'm so capable of doing things.
我们的能力，我们能做什么什么
？Maybe right now we are boast our look, you know.
可能今天现在我们可能会去夸口我们的外貌。
So we do multiple plastic surgery, you know.
所以就有些人他们每年都会做
okay, show off our face, okay.
去做好几次整形。
Maybe our social status.
也可能去夸口我们的社会地位。
We won't boast our humility, right?
但是我们却不会去夸口我们的谦卑。
But I did hear someone boast about his humility, you know.
我的确听过有一个人曾经有这么一次夸口他自己的谦卑。
That's Muhammad Ali, you know.
是
，One of those Muhammad Ali.、Right?
我不知道有多少人听过穆罕默德阿里这个名字。
拳王 ，OK.
美国以前的拳王。
You know, the boxing champ, you know. He said, "I can do all things. Today, I want to be humble."
他曾经说过这么一句话：我能够做所有的事情，但是今天我想要谦卑下来。
I mean, you know, that's not humble.
但你也知道，当他这么说的时候，并不是真正谦卑的体现。
So James advised them not to boast.
所以雅各在这里跟我们说，不要夸口。
But learn how to trust the Lord in their planning.
而是相信神在我们一切的计划当中有他的主权。
When we boast and think that we are able to handle our own life.
当我们夸口的时候，我们夸口就是我们知道怎么样去规划我们的人生。
And James will keep reminding them that your life is in the hand of God.
雅各在这里就不停的在提醒他们说，我们每一个人的生命都在神的手里。
And they can vanish. Your life will vanish in just a split second.
因为我们的生命可以在霎时之间就不见了。
Now James then continues teaching on condemning the rich.
接下来呢，他就开始他的教导，去警告富足的人。
There's nothing wrong to be rich, okay?
有钱并不是错。
But in a way, how they accumulate their wealth is the problem.
但是如果你去看经文的话，真正的问题是出现在他们是如何积累他们的财富的。
They try to they get their riches from the exploitation of the poor.
他们财富的积累是通过压迫穷人。
They include not paying them what they deserve.
包括不给他们工价。
And then they condemn the righteous to death.
包括逼迫公义正义的人。
And some very solid example about their evil deeds.
有很多很具体的例子。
And James tells them that there will be payback days.
然后雅各也在这里提醒他们说，总有一天会有你们回报的日子。
It sounds like the Buddhism teaching of karma, right?
听起来好像佛教的因果报应。
Good things happen to those who do good, and bad things happen to those who do bad.
如果你在这一辈子你做很多好事的话，那么你下辈子就会有很好的。
好。不是下辈子，这辈子。
Yes, 好人有好报。
善步 ，OK， 恶有恶步，这样子，恶报这样子的观念 ，OK， 好像是这样子这种观念。But there's a big difference between what the Bible teaches and what the Buddhists teach, OK? What the Buddhism teach?
但是圣经里面的教导和佛教的教导其实是非常不一样的。
Karma is a your fate followed by your course of action.
因果报应的关系就是你的行为会给你带来好或坏。
And you can control your fate by controlling your own actions.
只要你能够在行为上面能够好好控制自己的话，你也能够控制你自己的命运。
But James here talk about God is the final judge.
但是雅各书圣经的教导就是真正的审判在于神。
Everything is in His hand.
所有的事情都在神的手里。
It is not fate or luck, or per se, okay?
在我们的生命当中没有命运或者幸运之说。
And everyone has come before God one day.
每个人都会有一天要去到神的面前。
Now James wants them who are just focus on the material gains.
雅各也不希望他们只是看着物质上面的财富。
You use all means to accumulate wealth.
而且每个人很多时候是用很多各种不同的方法去积累他们的财富。
And including, you know, killing, including, you know, taking advantage with someone off, taking advantage of someone.
包括我们很多时候可能会去逼迫其他人去 ，Yeah.
James warned them that that kind of wealth you accumulate will be wasted away.
雅各也说了，这样子你去积累你的财富的话，你也很容易去挥霍光芒。
And when I went through these two passages, the verse that puzzled me most is James 4:17.
我在看这几节的时候，我觉得最让我觉得有点不太理解的，其实是四章的十七节。
Which is kind of totally out of place here.
因为如果你是仔细看的话，十七节感觉是不属于这个地方的。
It says if you know what's the good things or what's the right thing to do and you don't do it, to you that's sin.
十七节说的是，人若知道行善却不去行，这就是他的罪了。
And what is the good things that they neglect?
那么有什么该去做的他们没有去做呢？
And why is it so important here?
为什么这个是这么重要的事情要拿分开来讲呢？
Is that right here? Okay, that's right here. Okay. Now based on the verse 16 and 17,
如果去十六节加十七节一起看的话，
it seems like the right thing they miss out is that they would rather boast, rely on themselves, than to rely on God.
我们会看见这里不该行的事，就是本来应该要去依靠神的，他们没有依靠神，他们去依靠自己的力量去夸口。
This verse seems to link the two passages together.
十六节和十七节就把前面的和后面的连在了一起。
It is the concept of omission and commission.
它整一个要说出来的主题就是。该做的你没做，没做的你就去做了。
It is a sin if you do what's wrong.
如果你去做不该做的事，那就是罪。
Like the example given here is exploitation of the poor, you know, persecute the righteous.
这里面举的例子就是富足的人是怎么样去逼迫穷人的。
It is also a sin if you don't do what you are supposed to do.
但是如果你知道要行什么善，但是你却不去行的话，也是罪。
Like trusting the law instead of trusting yourself.
比如说，该去倚靠神，但是你却去倚靠自己的能力。
The two passages just happen to use wealth, okay, as the connection, to demonstrate the points.
在这里面去讲到该做的没去做，不该做的去做，都是用了财富这个例子去阐释的。
A lot of time we only think that you'll be judged, you'll be punished because you did something wrong.
很多时候我们潜意识就会觉得说。如果我们有什么该不该做的做了，那就是罪。
Have you ever thought about we also be judged by not doing something?
但是我们有没有想过，知道什么该去做而不去做，那也是罪呢？
You say, wait a minute.
你可能会说，等一等。
There are so many good things I have to do then, you know, how can I do all of them?
该做的事情有很多，我怎么可能所有都去做完呢？
Like the hungers in the refugee camps, you know.
比如说难民营，比如说非洲的饥饿计划，这些你都不可能全部做完。
People under oppression.
受逼迫的人。
And Christian being persecuted.
受逼迫的基督徒们。
How am I going to do all these good things? How am I going to help them?
有这么多该做的事情，难道我真的能每个人都帮上吗？
No, of course. There's so many good things we are supposed to do, but we cannot do. Of course.
当然，我们都是知道的，有很多该去做的事情，但是我们做不到。
Of course, we are not God Almighty. We can do all things.
因为我们不是全能的神，不可能什么都去做。
But God judges the intent of your heart.
但是神真正审判的是我们心里面的意念。
Do we look at these things from the perspective of God with kind and mercy?
我们在看所有的事情的时候，我们有没有从神的角度去有恩典、有怜悯的去看？
Instead of just say, "That's not my business," okay? Just brush it aside. I don't care.
而不是说用一种觉得说与我无关、高高挂起的这样一个态度。
In the example of planning that James gave here,
在说到计划的这个例子里面
，the right thing to do is to acknowledge the power of God, the authority of God.
该做的事呢，就是你要去依靠神，你知道他在这一切当中是掌权的。
In other words, God only judges by what we do; He judges by what we think.
所以。总的来说，神真正的审判不是说我只是在我们的行为层面上，他还会审判我们内心的态度。
This is exactly what Jesus teaches on the Sermon on the Mount.
就像他在登山宝训上面给的教导一样。
The community law says do not commit murder.
如果你去看律法的话，律法上面说你不可以去谋杀。
But Jesus set a much higher standard.
但是耶稣在这个法令上面，他还上升到了更高的高度。
I'm just to remind you, this Sermon on Mount is for the disciples, not for everyone. Okay.
我想要提醒大家是在登山宝训上面的教导，它是指着门徒们说的，并不是指着所有人说的。
So Jesus tells his disciples that if you even get angry with your brother.
耶稣在登山宝训的时候跟他的门徒说，如果你甚至在对你的弟兄们感到生气
，and even call him stupid，
称他们做愚蠢
，you murder him already, you commit murder already.
你就已经是犯了谋杀的罪名。
And the law teaches that you should not commit adultery.
在律法上面，我们也知道是不可以去犯奸淫。
But Jesus teach his disciples and just say, even if you thought about this, okay.
但是耶稣在登山宝训的时候跟他的门徒说，就算你有这样的一丝一念
，Yes, commit. You have committed adultery already.
你就已经是犯了奸淫。
The law outside the law governs our outside actions.
法律呢规范的是我们的行为。
But the true law of God, which is the Holy Spirit, governs our minds, our hearts.
但是更深一层的法律就是圣灵，它整一个规范的是我们心里面的态度和意念。
And King David really knows God's characters, you know, really knows God really well.
大卫王他很懂神的心意。
In Psalms 139:23-24.
他在诗篇的一百三十九篇二十三节到二十四节。
Let's read together.
我们一起读。神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
David knows here knows that God judges the intent of your heart.
大卫他在这里很清楚的知道，神看的是我们的心思意念。
Our thoughts in us are equivalent to our actions.
我们的心思意念跟我们行出来的行为其实是画等号的。
If our thoughts is equivalent to our actions,
what?
If our thoughts are equivalent to our actions,
如果我们的心思意念和我们的行为是画等号的话
，Who among you here can say that I've never committed sin?
在座的有我们哪一个人能够敢说我们并没有犯过罪呢
？Even at this very moment,
甚至就在我们这一个时刻。
But we thank God through Jesus Christ, all the sins we committed has been forgiven.
但是感谢神，透过耶稣基督，我们每一个人的罪都被赦免了。
So here James used this the pursuit of wealth as an example to teach about the concept of omission and commission.
在这里，雅各用了财富的例子去给我们上了一课，叫做什么是该做的事情你没做，不该做的事情你做了算是罪。
It is a sin if we pursue our desire by all means.
很多时候我们就是透过各种各样的途径去追求财富的积累。
So, like including expression of poor and like murder.
包括压迫其他人，包括像谋杀。
And so this is the outside commission, outside action. This is sin.
这都是外在的行为，他们也都是罪行。
But it is also a sin if we just pursue our desire without acknowledging the authority of God.
但是与此同时，如果我们只是一昧的去追求满足我们自己的私欲，并没有在我们的心思意念当中把神放在我们的计划当中，那也是罪行。
The sin is committed inside us, not outside.
因为虽然我们在外在并没有这样行为的体现，但是在我们心思意念当中，我们已经把神远离了。
So this is a long introduction. Now we get into the body of what I'm supposed to talk about.
好，刚刚我给了大家一个很长的简介。现在我们去看看今天要看的经文。
You know, in seminary, talk about is the introduction, the body, and the conclusion, right?
我们都知道写文章的时候，你要写个简介，然后写主题，然后写总结。
The meat is supposed to be in the body, okay?
每一次你中间那段落应该是最长的，但是今天我们简洁就很长。
Anyway, now we go to the today about.We plan and how to execute the plan.
今天我们要讲的是怎样去做计划，怎么样去实行我们的计划。
And is this the main concern here? The main text is in this chapter 4, verse 13 to 16.
主要看的其实是四章的十三节到十六节。
Basically, James talk about nothing about planning. Okay, he does not go write anything about against planning.
在这里呢，其实雅各并没有在计划这个层面上面讲很多的细节，他也没有说计划是错的。
But he just lists several principles we have to pay attention to.
但是他这里提到的是好几个我们要注意的原则。
The first one, we read these few verses. The first one, we realize that we have realized our limitations.
如果你就好好读这四节的话，你会看到第一个原则这里说的是我们要意识到我们自己的局限性。
In verse 14, it's all about you don't even know tomorrow.
第十四节它其实主要的整一个主题就是我们甚至连明天是什么样都不知道。
We want things happen to be exactly what we map out.
我们很希望我们的计划整一个的发生是可以像我们在画蓝图的时候上面每一个点每一个线都一样。
We try to get into such a field.
我们希望我们能够进到什么什么领域。
So we can land a good job.
然后让我们自己可以有一个很好的基础去拿到一个很好的工作。
Our kids go to a famous university.
想要我们的孩子都上名校。
Find a nice job.
然后他们也可以找到好的工作。
Get married, have a nice family.
然后可以去有好的婚姻，生小孩。
And live happily thereafter, right?
然后就从此幸福快乐的过一生。
And we retire and have enough means to live a comfortable life after we retire.
希望我们可以按时退休，然后有足够的钱去让我们在退休的时候也能活上很好的生活。
So, we have a IRA plan, we have a 401k plan, and all those things, okay?
所以我们投资各种各样的退休计划。
But all we can be sure is the moment right in front of us.
但是我们唯一能够肯定的就是我们现在当下的这个时刻。
Not even the next day.
我们甚至不能为明天而夸口。
As a matter of fact, not even the next moment.
其实我们可能连下一个时刻都没有办法去夸口。
So when we plan, we have to understand our limitation. We are human.
所以在我们去为自己做各种各样的计划的时候，我们要意识到我们的局限性，就是我们是人。
And the second thing we realize is realize our mortality.
另外一个原则我们要去意识到的就是我们是人，我们都会死。
The life can be end is very fragile and can end in split seconds.
人的生命其实是很脆弱的，任何时刻你都有死亡的可能。
The only sure thing about life is we will die one day. That's a very sure.
在整个人生，你可以唯一可以做肯定的事情就是死亡都会临到每一个人。
I just read a short description, you know, and it's only targeted towards this Chinese-speaking audience.
What?
我以下讲的是对讲中文的会中文的人讲。
Okay.
他说我们的人生我跟其他分享中年以后好像一部西游记
Well, I don't know how to translate this.
That's why I say you don't try to translate. I don't target towards the Chinese audience. 我们过了中年以后好像一部西游记，为什么呢？我们有悟空的压力，喂，悟空的压力，有八戒的身材，八戒身材，有老沙的发型，头发越来越少，还有唐僧的唠叨， you know, 唠叨叨，最后最准确的是说，离西天越来越近了。OK。
Well, the whole idea is that you are getting closer and closer to death.
Thank you.
That's good.
Thank you. I think that's a very apt description of life. OK。
我觉得这对生命整一个的描述是非常非常淋漓尽致的。
But a lot of time when we plan, we also plan and say we are going to see the realization of our plan.
每一次我们都在做计划的时候，我们都想说我们的计划可以完完整整的像我们计划的一样，一步一步的，一样的实现。
But the only thing we are sure about is we are going to die one day.
但是整一个计划，所有计划当中，你唯一能肯定的就是你离死亡也是越来越近。
So treasure the moment before you.
所以我们要珍惜当下的时刻。
Treasure the moments we spend with your loved ones.
而且要珍惜我们和我们所爱的人在一起的时光。
Don't wait until I have a chance, then I'll talk to my kids. Until I have a chance, then I'll talk with my wife.
不要等着说啊，等我把事情都做完了，我有时间静下来，我再和孩子们和我的爱人们一起。
You don't even know what happened the next moment.
因为你真的不知道下一刻会发生什么样的事情。
The third one we have to realize is that from this passage is there will be always uncertainties in our life, in our plannings.
第三个原则我们要意识到就是在我们所有的计划当中一定会有不定性。
In verse 15 it talks about if God wills.
如果你去看十五节的话，它里面是这么说的，主若愿意。
That big if, okay,
这个字若
implies that we are not sure whether God approved this, what we're thinking or not.
就暗示着我们都不知道主是不是愿意。
So there will always uncertainties in our plan.
所以在我们每个人的计划当中一定会有不定性。
WeChristians like to talk about the wills of God, okay?
我们作为基督徒，我们很喜欢去说神的旨意。
How to understand, seek the will of God, understand the will of God.
很多时候我们都会说，我们要去寻求神的旨意，我们要去明白神的旨意。
In reality, what we can do is we get close to God, have an intimate relationship with God.
但是我们在现实生活中，我们唯一能做的事情，就是在和神的关系当中，我们去每日都去亲近他。
And live out that moment, that very moment, that what the Holy Spirit put in our heart.
在当下的时候，活出圣灵放在我们心中的新的生命。
And this is what Paul talked about.
这就是保罗在腓立比书里面讲到的。
Okay, let's read it.
我们一起读，因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
So the Holy Spirit put in our heart what we should do at that very moment.
所以是在那一刻，神在你心里面运行，想你行出来的美意。
So even though we have our plan,
就算我们有我们各样的计划
，but we still need to seek out God's will moment by moment.
我们还是要时不时的要去寻求神的旨意，在这些计划当中。
And more important, we have to be flexible to adapt to the situation.
而且更重要的是，我们要根据不同的情况，要去有灵活性。
And not to worry about it.
而且并不要去为了这一些不定性去每天的担忧。
I share with some a while ago that the things happened in my family just recently in the past 2-3 months.
我可能跟有些弟兄姐妹分享了我最近几个月家里发生的一些事情。
And in December, you know, my mother-in-law has a stroke and now she's paralyzed on the left side.
十二月的时候，我岳母中风了，她现在半边身子左半边是偏瘫的。
And then shortly afterwards, my younger son was discovered to have ruptured appendix and need surgery right there.
在不久之后，也就在没多久之后，我的小儿子他的阑尾盲肠阑尾 阑尾就有长了个东西，然后所以他就要去做手术。
Okay, so he stayed in the hospital for 10 days.
他就在医院里面待了十天。
And then the next thing is my eyes. I have a macular hole.
然后之后呢，就发现了我的眼睛里面有个洞。
So, 视网膜有个洞，不是眼睛。
视网膜里面有个洞。
So I need a surgery too. I just had my surgery over two weeks ago.
所以我两个多礼拜前呢，也去做了个眼睛的手术。
So I, just a couple nights ago, a few nights ago, I talked to my wife, you know, Teresa, and say.I wonder what's next.
我前几天晚上我还跟我太太说，我还在想我，你觉得我们下一步会经历什么？
下一次的遭遇是什么 ？OK, 不是下一步的。And that night, 12 o'clock midnight, we got to receive a call from my older daughter from Seattle.
就在当晚，我跟我太太说了下一个我们会受什么样的教训的时候，我们半夜就收到了一个我小女儿打来的电话。
大女儿打来的电话。
大女儿打来的电话。
是我小女儿的事情。So, Carolyn, my younger daughter has a severe abdominal pain. Now she's on the way to ER, to the emergency room.
然后女儿就跟我说，妹妹她现在因为肚子很痛很痛，就去了急诊。
You know, my son-in-law was a physician. You know, even he cannot handle it. He has to send him to the, you know.
我的女婿是一个医生，我女婿都没有办法帮我的小女儿去诊断这个事情，所以都要把她送到去急诊。
But then she recovered, and then they still don't know what happened to her.
好，我女儿后来肚子痛好了，到现在急诊的医生都不知道我小女儿到底是什么样的原因导致了她肚子痛成那个样子。
So I keep asking, what's next?
所以我不断的在心里想说，下一步是什么？
Jesus reminds us on Matthew chapter 6 verse 34.
然后耶稣就在马太福音里面就这么提醒我们。
Sorry, I missed one. Okay, anyway, I just read it. Okay.Do not worry about and say about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
不要为明天忧虑，一天的忧虑一天担就够了。
We live one day at a time. One day's worry is enough.
我们每一天活的都是那二十四小时，我们只要为了这二十四小时活的就好了。
Don't worry beyond that, okay?
不要再去想二十四小时以外的事情。
But we are habitual animal.
但是我们都是人，都是有惯性去驱使的。
We worry about every day, okay?
我们每天都会去担忧。
So put it down, know that there will always be uncertainty in our plan.
所以我们每一次去做计划的时候，一定要记得，一定会有不定性。
We live our life as if today is the last day of our life.
我们应该每一天都活着，相当于是第二天我们就不在的。
Seeking God's will and His kingdom and His righteousness every day.
每天都去寻求他的过，寻求他的义。
And the fourth thing is that realize.God not only has a final say on our plan, He has a final say on our life.
第四个原则我们要记得的是，神不仅在我们的计划上面有主权，他也在我们的生命当中是有主权的。
And verse 15 talk about if God wills, and we shall live.
十五节我们刚刚读到的是主若愿意，我们就可以活着。
My landlord in California, shared with me an episode of his friend.
我在加州有一个房东，然后有一天他跟我聊天，他就跟我说到了他的一个朋友的事情。
He has a very good friend. He has a very good Christian friend.
我这个房东他有一个很好的基督徒朋友。
And one day this friend was talking to another friend.
有一天他这个基督徒朋友呢就跟别人在聊天。
And suddenly his eyes just roll up and say game over.
然后就聊着聊着，突然间他的眼睛就往上一翻，嘴里面说了就说了几个字，说游戏结束。
And he passed away right there.
然后就在当场就这么死掉了。
I think that's a good way to die, you know.
我其实觉得他这样子去世的方式还是挺好的去世的方式。
You know, game over, that's it. No, just one sentence, it's gone. You know, 不要
就说一句话，游戏结束，然后你就拜拜了。
Don't think that we have advanced medical technology. We can solve all kinds of medical problems.
不要脑子里面一天到晚就想说啊，因为现在医学发展很发达呀，怎么怎么样。
We cannot treat majority of the medical issues.
虽然今天医学什么的发展的很快，但是其实。大部分的疑难杂症是没有对症下药的方法的。
Like many hereditary disease.
比如说很多遗传性的疾病。
A nervous system.
还有说，比如说你神经系统的问题。
There's no treatment.
根本就没有治疗的方法。
They only give a name to it.
他只是给这些不同的疑难杂症给个名字。
My son has stomach issue, okay, abdominal pain for a long time.
我儿子他胃不好。
So they throw in my name, irritable bowel syndrome.
然后他们就会说
肚子不舒服了，对不对？
其实肚子不舒服是这个意思。
What does that mean?
那这整一个学名是什么意思？
You know, you just say because they don't couldn't find out what it is, so they give a title to it, you know, give a name to it, you know, that's it.
是因为医生们他们根本不知道真正的原因是什么，所以他就给一个学名在上面套着。
And don't think that we, since we are Christians, God will protect us from all harms. We will be okay. Everything will be smooth.
也不要说因为我们是基督徒，所以神会一直保守大家，什么都不会经历。
And we will live a long life, healthy life.
我们就会能够活很久，有健康的生活。
I tell you what, a problem from head to toes, you know.
我可以跟大家说，我可以跟你证明，我从头到脚，周身都有问题。
A seizure problem.
我有癫痫。
Okay.And I have a back problem.
我有背痛。
And a varicose vein.
What?
静脉曲张。
我有静脉曲张。
And my eyes not doing too good. I need surgery.
而且我的视力也不是很好。
But realize all these things in God's hand. God has a final authority and say about this.
但是我们要知道是神在这一切事情上面都有他自己的主权。
So we just trust on Him and live our daily life.
所以你就是要把你的信心放在神的身上。然后每一天都去活的，不要去担忧第二天。
And the fifth point is that just be humble and not boastful. That's very important.
第五个原则是我们要谦卑，并且不要夸口。
It's always remind ourselves that we live because of God's grace.
我每天都在提醒我自己说，我每一天活着都是因为神的恩典。
You know, a lot of time when we make plans, we not only plan for the course of actions.
我们很多时候做各种不同的计划的时候，我们是一系列的行为都计划下来了。
Not only that, we plan the results too.
不仅仅我们每一步该做什么计划好了，我们还把结果也给他计划好了。
And we think that if we do such and such things, we should have this kind of results.
我们每次都觉得说啊，如果我们做了 A, 做了 B, 那我们就该有结果 A, 结果 B.
Because it's well within our ability to accomplish that.
因为我们有这样的能力去做这些各种各样的事情。
That's arrogance.
那其实就是傲慢的态度。
We cannot plan the results.
因为我们没有一个人可以去计划我们的结果。
We can only plan. We can only live one day at a time.
我们每天只能一天一天的活。
So, don't plan to the result, okay, please.
所以每次大家做计划的时候，请不要去计划你的结果应该是怎么样的。
So, but how to conclude this?
好，今天的总结呢，就是。
So I think that this is a very good verse in a Proverbs.
我觉得箴言这两节其实很好的就总结了我今天要说的。
Okay, let's read together.
我们一起读。你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可倚靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
That should be the way we plan, okay?
我们做计划，整一个背后的原则就应该是这两节。
Okay, let's pray.
我们一起祷告。亲爱的主耶稣啊，感谢你在星期天的早晨又再次的提醒我们。我们没有一个人能够为我们手上的计划而夸口，因为我们并不是亲自能够主宰我们手上的结果， 因为真正在我们计划上主宰的是你。也感谢你再一次提醒我们，我们每一个人的生活都是应该一天一天而活，而不是去担忧我们下一步的计划或者是第二天的生活，因为你告诉我们一天的担忧一天就够了。请你帮助我们在每一天的生活当中都记得怎么样去谦卑我们的自己，在我们所有的计划当中学会去仰赖你，因为知道在一切事情上面只要我们认定你，相信你，你会带我们去到该去的结果。希望不配的祷告乃是奉靠主耶稣基督的名求，阿们。
Today I select response song, response hymn.
今天我其实自己去亲自选了我们的回应诗歌。
The hymn is Amazing Grace.
这首诗歌是奇异恩典。
If you are familiar with the songs, you see that how God saved us before we believe.
如果你对这首诗歌熟悉的话，你会知道这整一个诗歌的信息就是在说神如何在我们还没信他的时候就已经拣选了我们。
And how he invited us to his family.
他如何在我们还没信之前就亲自的邀请我们进入他的天家。
And after we enter his family, how he leads us through our whole life.
也说了我们进入到天家之后，他会怎么样让我们活出完整的生命
then, ？In the future, with him, we are going to sing his praises about his praises.
也讲到了在日后的日子，我们怎么样会跟他一起去一同赞美？
在天上的日子，
在天上的日子一同去赞美。
So、he has us in his plan from our birth to our eternity.
所以你会看见这首诗歌里面，他对我们的计划，在我们出生之前到我们死亡之后，都有这么一个计划。
I think it's about plan for us to put God in our plan.
我觉得现在我们也应该计划把神重新邀请到我们的计划当中。
Okay, so let's sing this song.
让我们一起唱《奇异恩典》。
Yelling and the song. save no less day to sing God's way than we were begun.
感谢主。我们唱三一颂。
赞美真神万福之根，世上万民赞美主恩，天使天君赞美主名，赞美神父神子神灵。Amen。
好，
Please be seated。
大家请坐。
I'm going to mess with our, the order of service some. We have a couple special announcements.
我们今天有几个特别的报告事项，所以整个流程可能会有点不一样。
The theme for this year is the inseparability of, or living out our faith.